This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. House Democrats have summoned former National Security Advisor John Bolton to testify next week in their impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump. And VOA's Catherine Gibson has more on a key vote today.
With Thursday's vote on a resolution that lays out rules for the impeachment inquiry, Speaker Pelosi takes a key argument away from Republicans who say Trump is the victim of an illegitimate investigation.
They're now attempting to sort of put a cloak of legitimacy around this process by saying they're going to bring it to a vote on the floor. They can't fix it. The process is broken. It's tainted.
House Democrats caution this is not a vote impeaching President Trump, but a step in the investigation that will allow for public hearings. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
Some news reports now say that as many as 71 passengers on board a train traveling in Pakistan have been killed after a massive fire caused by a cooking gas stove erupted Thursday. Flames roared through the train cars as it approached a town in Punjab. Survivors recounted horrific scenes of fellow passengers screaming as they jumped through the windows and off the train, flames billowing from the carriages. White House officials say they were caught by surprise with Chile's announcement that it is canceling two summits, including one President Donald Trump was to attend next month, where he was to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping and other world leaders. Chilean President Sebastian Piñera announced on Wednesday that due to continuing anti-government protests in Santiago, his country will no longer host the Asian-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in mid-November. This is in addition to the COP25 Climate Summit in early December. He said that it was a matter of common sense. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. 3 days after U.S. President Donald Trump stepped up to a White House podium and told the world Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi was finally dead, military officials gave the public a glimpse of the raid that ended his life. More from VOA's Carla Babb.
Footage shows U.S. air power leveling the area after stripping data from the compound, taking two prisoners, and collecting Baghdadi's remains.
The way it looked afterwards, it was pretty clear the success of the standoff munitions that we employed to ensure that it would not be a shrine or otherwise memorable in any way. It's just another piece of ground.
But the general cautioned Baghdadi's death isn't the end of Islamic State.
They will be dangerous. We suspect they will try some form of retribution attack. ISIS is first and last in ideology, so we're under no illusions that it's going to go away just because we kill Baghdadi.
The latest footage, a vivid display of U.S. determination to bring the terror group to justice. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
In a major break from other internet companies, Twitter said on Wednesday it would no longer accept political ads, a decision that will affect users and political campaigns in the U.S. and around the world. In a series of 11 tweets, Jack Dorsey, Twitter's CEO, said that while internet advertising is a powerful and effective tool for advertisers, that power brings significant risk to politics. But U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal says that Twitter's decision to ban all political advertising may be too extreme.
A blanket ban on all political ads seems to me possibly an abdication of that responsibility, because there'll be political ads one way or the other. If they're not from candidates, they'll be from other groups.
Twitter's decision comes as internet firms have struggled with internet-fueled disinformation campaigns both in the U.S. and around the world. A rocket struck near the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad's Green Zone Wednesday, killing at least one Iraqi guard. There has been no claim of responsibility for the firing into the heavily fortified area of the Iraqi capital, home to government buildings and Western embassies. The rocket fire came as tens of thousands of people massed in central Baghdad for another night of anti-government protests that began a week ago. Officials said at least two people were killed and more than 100 wounded earlier Wednesday. As of early Thursday, India lost one state and gained two federal territories as part of the government's effort to take control of years of insurgency. The government of Prime Minister Narendra Modi split the Himalayan state of Jammu and Kashmir into two territories to be ruled directly by New Delhi. One will be Jammu and Kashmir, which will include the rest of Muslim-majority Kashmir Valley, and another Hindu-majority Jammu. The second territory will include the highest-altitude Buddhist enclave of Lhasa. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.